Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Hot fudge, here comes the judge, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Today we reveal our season predictions and there's a clear outer coming at Real Madrid. It's Tuesday 25th of May. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Pete Donaldson.
And I'm Jim Campbell.
Welcome one and all to another terrific Tuesday with Jimmy, Petey and me.
Howdy!
Hello.
Oh, gentlemen. Gentlemen, we will get to our predictions very, very shortly. The only predictions you will hear is the three of ours. We're not going to, we're going to let the others read theirs out.
Yes.
But
it's the finest time of the season for Marcus Speller because he is a little bit of competitiveness and just a little bit of kind of what you thought would have happened in the future.
It's not the competitiveness, it's just the nonsense that I love. That's what it is. It's the love of the nonsense, because a little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest ramblers, as you well know.
As the saying goes.
Willy Wonka, bruv.
Right.
Slightly adapted for our tastes and needs.
I thought you'd been taken over by artificial intelligence.
Well, I have had my vaccine.
Yes.
Right, gentlemen. Let's talk about the season as a whole, which is obviously the Premier League season. It's finished. We've still got the Europa League, some playoffs, I believe, and some Champions Leagues. But the dust has settled. Who are this season's winners and losers? That's what I want to start with. Mm. And we start really with Pep Guardiola. He was awarded the League Managers Association's Manager of the Year last night. He beat... excuse me. Ooh. Choking up here, just like Pep was the other day. He beat Bielsa. Daniel Farke, not the topic for him to win, sadly. Emma Hayes, David Moyes, and brother Brendy Rodgers. Worthy winner, Jim.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it looked as if the sort of maybe City's cycle of dominance was perhaps fading, and he's just revved it up again, isn't he? Because he is an intense man.
What if
for
what
most
if...
people it's too much, but there is no such thing as too much work for Pep.
Yeah. What if Chelsea, like all of the goals that they missed through the season, they take it out on Man City in the final?
Yeah,
you've got a real bee in your bonnet about Chelsea in front of goal, haven't you?
I wrote them a note yesterday.
Yeah,
they just got to score more goals, guys.
Yeah.
But what if they absolutely turn them over 9-0 in the final? Something goes terribly wrong.
Well, they've not got, I mean, Emma Hayes has been mentioned there. I mean, they haven't done that well in Champions League finals this season as a club, have they?
So maybe they've got a wrong to right over there. But I feel like Timo Werner's probably scored about 20 offside goals. Like he's scored a lot that have been disallowed.
Yes. VAR is definitely
doesn't
taken
like
away.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're the rules, guys.
Yeah.
That's the rules. But Emma Hayes is in there. Was mentioned the first manager in women's football to be named in the top six contenders.
She's fucking great,
isn't she? She's going to be a pundit at the Euros.
Yeah,
oh, brilliant.
Yeah, well, she's like Ian Holloway. If she
ah,
like
that's Pep. Harsh.
if she managed like Pep Guardiola.
Oh, okay. Right. I see. Yeah.
Like, she's absolutely wonderfully unhinged. Like, she's doing like post-match with a baby, just carrying a baby. I thought it was like the end of the season. It's not even the end of the season, just carrying her own baby.
Whereas
brilliant.
If that was Ian Holloway, you'd be going, it's not even his baby.
Yeah. Ian's trying to
and he's lost
it.
The match.
Sacked in the morning. Don't think so. Good old Ian. Yeah. So she's what about a winner from you, Peter, this season? Who's been a old winner?
I don't know. I mean, here's got me up there. I've very much...
Surely Joe Willock.
Very
much. Surely Joe Willock.
Well, he's obviously on my kind of... Yeah. I think I put on the Twitter, on the at Football Ramble page about my favourite player of the season. Yeah, Willock's got to be up there.
Willock's got to be up there.
He's a man who does everything... Okay. Mm. He's kind
much
of
like Steve Bruce.
But that's enough for Newcastle United to actually stand out.
Yeah.
7 games in a row with a goal.
Still not after.
Does everything
insanity.
Okay. But you
insanity.
Know what? I've watched him enough for Arsenal to know that you are bang right.
Yeah. Jesse Lingard would be a winner as well in that role.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. He's high up there. Because, I mean, he's really turned his reputation around, doesn't he? Mm. I think people felt that perhaps. The reason he wasn't playing was because he just wasn't serious, like as a person, just didn't take his career seriously enough.
I don't think he does the way he carries on the pitch, but you don't want him to.
Well, quite. Yeah. I mean, he just expresses his joy in a very particular way, doesn't he? And good on him.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. I think often we you know, when we think of, Ronaldinho's an obvious one, but one or two players who would express themselves would be smiling on the pitch and having a lovely old time. We'd sort of think, oh, that's okay if you're from maybe South America, where they tend to be a bit more expressive and not emotionally repressed and so on. Yeah. And then when an Englishman does it, it's kind of like,
Stop enjoying this chap.
Yes, exactly. The enjoyment is for us in the crowd if you do something good. Yes. And he's just like, oh yeah, I'm striking up the bear.
I mean, it's the best season he's ever had, and it was half a season.
I know.
Yeah. But you could say that about players like Conte as well. Like N'Golo Conte. Like, because he's obviously played very well in the past, but he has revolutionised Chelsea's side.
Yeah, he's a little mini.
Back to his best, I think.
Very likable. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Another one is Mason Mount for shrugging off not being Jack Grealish. Do you remember that?
Oh,
it's a real
goodness,
problem for him.
Right.
And he just kept playing brilliantly. And no one's really sort of talking about that. Patrick Bammers as well, really enjoying Bamford.
I tell you what he's done.
The head boy.
Yes, head boy. He has managed to secure his post-career as a pundit, surely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that would... Yeah, do you know what would have been good is actually if Sky Sports would have taken him on as a pundit as he was still a player, because Sam Allardyce was obviously touting himself as a Sky Sports.
Yeah, well, that's what Bamford should do.
Yeah,
at the end of some interview. Guys. So you're going to... You're going to tell your boss about me, are you? Because they've not invited me on, actually.
You think my boss is aware
I was head boy, you know?
I excel. It's what I do. I win.
Yeah. Bamford's definitely been a winner, though, this season.
He has, because, again, his reputation was of someone who couldn't quite do it in the Premier League, that might have been in the Huckabee zone, for example.
Him and Bielsa.
Yeah. It's an absolute surprise match made in heaven as well. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but Andre Clavijo, I think it is, who is Bielsa's translator. And actually, he's actually a video analyst at Leeds as well.
Right.
He's not purely employed
all
as a translator.
To all
but he's great.
Yeah.
But I've enjoyed him a lot.
I've enjoyed him a lot as well. And he's had his work cut out for him, let's be honest.
He has. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, even, you know, with the way Bielsa's mumbling, it might be hard for him to hear that than to sort of put it into English. He's done very, very well. Bielsa's been good value.
Talking about post-matches and sort of people, players who've sort of stepped outside the kind of parameters that we think footballers can inhabit in a post-match. James Maddison as well. He's like been very, very good in sort of explaining to an insane depth about you know what has been happening in the football match that you just watched.
Well, and on that note, I forget if it was this season or last season, but Marcus Rashford trying to save the nation.
Yes. Yeah,
absolutely.
Was it this season or last season?
It was this season. Yeah, it was this season. Before Christmas,
this season, but 3 years ago.
What an absolute giant he's been. He's just been such an impressive young man.
A man who just transcended the sport completely.
Absolutely.
One of the very few important footballers.
Mm. And he's taken the government on and he's won repeatedly and it's
and no one else
a hard
is taking
thing.
Him to
it's
task.
A hard thing to do because it won't be without repercussion, you know. We saw there's been sort of like backlash towards him and he's handled it so well.
He has, but he has the support. I would certainly hope that he's got the support of the nation.
Absolutely he does. And it's a really, really powerful thing. He's used his platform as well as any professional sports person ever has. And as you say, Pete, he's transcended the sport and he's been absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. What about some losers, chat? What about some of the weird, say, winners and losers?
We did.
I'm going to say Florentino Perez.
He kind of came in quite late, I would say, in the season to really sort of shit his pants.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm going to shit my pants. Enjoy.
But he keeps doing it. So I can't afford clean pants.
I'm going to shit them clean.
Yeah, I need these European super trousers. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to have to stay like this.
But don't throw away all the pants that you wear once, and then you'll be okay.
He's done a poo-poo.
Silly sausage. Didn't even win the league, you mug. Winners, Luis Suarez, definitely.
And actually, before we move on, a little bit of love for Dean Smith as well.
Mm. Dean Smith.
Supports Villa.
Yeah.
Villa, like managed and captained by their fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all say that doesn't work, but maybe we need to rethink it.
Well, I mean, look, it may well come out in the predictions in a moment, but, you know, some thought that Villa might struggle this season, especially as they just survived last season, and they didn't reinforce that much. There was a few reinforcements.
They reinforced cannily, though, didn't they?
Keeping
Grealish was very, very important.
Mm, absolutely, but they have had a good season, there's no
Martinez
doubt about
that. Martinez, one of the signings of the season.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Guys, John Terry is saying he wants to manage Chelsea someday.
Yeah, really?
Guys,
is that right?
Guys.
Oh,
could put a real fly in the ointment.
Could be a winner next season. What about Sam Allardyce? Is he a loser?
Giant loser. Ended the season trying to bully a reporter into setting him up with work. An absolutely appalling individual.
I missed
just
this one. What did
no
he do?
Dignity.
Did you not see that? No, it wasn't Match of the Day. It was because it was Sky. It was after the game.
Yeah, he was just saying to a reporter, like, you know, effectively telling the reporter to recommend him for work to his boss. He's like, it's not really up to me. He's like, oh yeah, you lot never have me on.
I missed that.
Just
lovely.
Shameful.
Yeah, still
fantastic.
One game to go in the season.
Yeah, smashing. Yeah.
Just,
yeah, exactly.
Just using his post as West Brom manager as a shop window, effectively. Just so little respect for West Brom. They deserve so much better this season.
Yeah. Steve Bruce's dog.
Bruce's dog
came back.
Yeah, Bruce is
get back to the Brucey
home. Bruce is a winner, isn't he?
It's a winner,
12th
yeah.
place finish.
Yeah.
That's a couple of years extension.
I'm enjoying.
His extension
I'm
on
enjoying
the
I think it's Alex Bruce. Is it Alex Bruce? His
yeah,
son? He's going off on one.
Yeah, he's
on
defending
Twitter.
His dad on Twitter constantly, isn't he? It's like God, that is a.
I mean, I feel sorry for him, but don't. It's Twitter.
You'll be
mate.
There all day.
Yeah, like no matter what side of the fence you fall down on, just please, for your own sake, don't do that, because it's a nasty old place. I mean, it has been nice to see Sammy Lee back in the Prem. Apparently, on Sunday, he got a little memento. He agreed to swap coats with Marcelo Bielsa. Yes.
So weird.
That is wonderful.
Try and press that into like a commemorative frame.
I know.
Like
I know.
A shirt.
Surely
you
want
great.
To swap buckets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Probably. Imagine how Allardyce would be annoyed at that. We have never wanted to swap courts with me, Sammy.
Yeah.
naughty. Any more? Any other winners?
Willian.
Yeah. Loser, I'm guessing.
He is. That was not, that did not work. Don't know whose fault it was. Maybe it's no one's fault. Mm. Maybe Chelsea sold us some more magic beans. They're very good at that. But there's talk that he might move on, which I think would be just best for everyone. Okay. Can't be much fun from his point of view either, being a lightning rod for everyone's problems. Then Jose Mourinho, surely.
Loser.
I know he's just like losered his way into another plum job.
Yeah.
But how many can he have left?
I like that. Was this the plan to do losers and winners? So just kind of like, you're a loser, you're a winner.
Yeah.
What are we? Are we winners? Plan.
Let's not pull on that thread.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You're either a sinner or a winner, eyes.
I don't think we're good enough to compete. but I'll tell you who was a big winner. Fizzer.
Yeah.
Lovely old job.
The very definition. Yeah, a man who fails upwards.
Yeah, indeed. Right then. Well, speaking of how we do and how people can rate us, it's time for our predictions. It's time for our predictions. We've heard what really sort of happened in the season and how it all sort of panned out and whatnot. So should I go first? Jim, I'm going to read your predictions
go
first.
On then.
So should we go one by one each one maybe?
Round by round.
That's the tradition, isn't it? So Premier League winner is what we were predicting first. Jim, you put Liverpool.
That was wrong.
Yeah. Despite Alisson's heroics, that was wrong.
Was that fair? Would that be a fair prediction though? I mean,
they were the champions. Yeah.
I didn't.
And Guardiola
expect them to lose all of their team.
Mm.
I don't think any of the manager didn't, I suppose, either.
But perhaps as well, because perhaps it was a bit of a naive pick as well, because they would have been knackered anyway from the heroics of the past.
Yeah, but Man City, though, I thought Pep might be off in the summer. It's wrong. It was wrong.
It was
Peter.
Wrong.
Are these mine, Peter?
These are yours, yes, Marcus. You also went for Liverpool.
That's not true.
That is true.
Incorrect. Peter, you went for Man City.
Oh, hey! I find if you get one right, it's a success. 1 out of 8 or whatever it is. Fair play. Well done, Petey. Relegated teams. Jim, you put Fulham.
Yeah.
West Brom.
Yeah. Oh.
And West Ham.
Yeah.
Oh,
that one, dear. That one was wrong as well, wasn't it? I thought the
65 points, you're not going down on that.
No, you're not. You'd be very unlucky.
What quality? Yeah. What quality Premier League, though?
I thought the ferryman might not have enough because they struggled towards the end of last season.
Yeah.
But no, fair play. He's been absolutely brilliant.
Yeah. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it did.
It did.
It really did. But 2 out of 3, though, that's good.
That's decent.
Seldom does anyone get all three right.
That wasn't bad,
Peter,
actually.
What have I got?
Marcus, you went for Aston Villa, Brighton and West Brom.
Yeah, 1 out of 3. No. I knew Fulham were going down. I didn't have the heart to put it.
No, you didn't want to curse it almost, did you?
Yeah, exactly.
Peter, you went for West Ham as well.
Oh, no.
West Brom.
Oh.
And there was no third, it says here in the notes.
Oh, so, for fuck's sake.
I mean, just got bored.
They could have asked. They could have said, have you got another one, Pete? Because three go down.
Yeah, it's absolutely someone else's
fault. Oh. Maybe I thought there was some kind of like COVID-related snafu and they couldn't promote anyone for financial kind of irregularities or something.
I love the thought of him getting bored writing a prediction.
He's written West twice. I've had enough of this.
And the third
What's
team
another
is
West team?
Mugs game.
Well, 1 out of 3. Same as me.
Yeah. One out of 2, Marcus, thank you.
Well, no.
50% success rate.
Jim,
make your own rules.
Jim, dark horse, you put Southampton. Yeah. See where you're going with that, but it didn't quite work out.
No, it didn't. They fell away, didn't they?
So that's a no.
It is a no.
Pete?
You went for Brother Brendan's Leicester City. Not bad. Not a bad
Are we having that?
Well, mind you, they did finish in
exactly... I was talking about the FA Cup.
I don't know how dark the horse is, though.
No. I think it's a dark horse at all, really.
It's a borderline one, that.
Yeah. All right, we'll count it, Jim.
Pete also went for Southampton.
Oh, interesting.
They were fucking terrible.
They were. They just piled in. They got beat 9-0 again.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Awful
Luke will
team.
Be loving this.
Terrible
and
team.
And he'll be shouting, going, you can't trust them. You can't. You should never have picked them. And if he's doing that, he's absolutely right.
First manager to leave or be sacked. Jim, you put Dean Smith.
I did. That
see
was
you were
very
going
wrong.
Mm. It was wrong. It was, but see where you're going.
You also went for Dino.
Yeah. Funny that, isn't it?
Yeah. Peter, he went for Roy Hodgson.
Look.
How dare you? Never. That's never happened.
Well. It's very hard to tell at that stage of the season, though, isn't it? Because there's always one team that just massively, massively underperforms.
Mm. Yeah. Top scorer. Jim, do you remember who you put?
I do.
Yeah.
Timo Werner.
Look, if the offside rule wasn't a thing...
That's why he was telling that earlier.
No, it's not.
If this was Serie A in the 80s...
Yeah, you'd be quids in.
If I was offside.
Quids in.
You went for Harry Kane.
Yes, got one right. Bad. Thank goodness.
Very astute.
Thank goodness for that.
Pete went for Timo Werner.
Oh!
I don't remember
off,
this
Jim.
At all. Oh, yeah, no.
We're all thinking it.
We're both silly boys.
I mean, he's been really having a go, is he?
He has. Most red cards... We're on now. That it was Lewis Dunk. He got 2 red cards. 2 red cards is usually enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless there's a lot of people sharing the reds and they've all just got one, but 2 is usually enough to do it. Jim, you put Granit Xhaka.
Yeah, he got one.
See where you're going with that. I mean, you're not far away. You're close.
Yeah. He did all right.
Yeah, he did all right in that. In that reckoning, Peter?
You went for Pierre-Emile Højbjerg.
Yeah, Højbjerg playing in the centre of Jose Mourinho's midfield, I thought. I think that's a good shout.
He had a good season.
I don't think he even got one, actually.
Pete went for Pierre-Emile Højbjerg.
Did you?
So you're both thinking the same.
Clearly read the same article at the same time.
No, actually, sorry, you've just put Pierre-Emile.
We'll give you that because it's not right. Player of the season, Jim. Now, we've had Football Writers Player of the Season, which was Ruben Diaz.
Okay.
But we haven't got the PFA Player of the Season yet. So, Jim, you put Bruno Fernandes.
Ah, yeah, I forgot who I'd put for that, actually.
Yeah.
You did the same.
I did the same.
Pete, you went for Heung-min Son.
Yeah. Not bad effort.
I'm not
there.
Surprised by that because you love a bit of Son, don't
I love
you?
A bit of Son. I think he's cracking.
Yeah.
The complete footballer.
Notable mad shit. Oh, Jim, close. Spurs win the League Cup.
Yeah. but
is that mad shit?
I was going to say.
They've got a good squad and the best footballer in the world.
I think that shows you,
Jim. If it was so mad.
Okay. I believe I disgraced myself with this one.
You said Fulham reaching a cup final.
Yeah.
They've done it before.
In the '70s, I think. They've never won a major trophy. Right.
That was
playoffs, false. Absolutely.
So you, in your heart,
but
of
Europa
hearts,
League final. Yeah,
in your heart of hearts, you knew they would get relegated. Yeah. You didn't to get relegated and put them to go into a cup final.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a bit Wigan.
That's very, very nice of you.
Yeah,
Jim. Pete put Jose to do a press conference entirely in Korean. Brendan Rodgers buys a yacht. Ancelotti removes an article of clothing and slips over. Don't think any of those really happened.
So what you, I didn't realise you could just put a whole host and then pick the one that happened.
Jose was learning a couple of words in Korean, so that could have, you know, that could have transpired.
No, it's I'm more questioning the fact that you put three answers.
I'm over delivering
on that one.
On the...
Yeah, Pete just answers what he wants. Yeah. Absolutely. So there we are. So Jim, you, so Pete, you got Premier League winners. Jim, you got two out of three on the relegation. I got the top scorer and maybe dark horse. So the jury's still out on that.
It's
one.
It's once again,
it's
a
underwhelming.
Terrible.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
It is. It would. Yeah, as we've shown in Betway's four to score time and time again every week. Well, there we are, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we've disgraced ourselves for another year, but this is what you expect, quite frankly. Right, let's go for a quick break.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the air in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Let's not take the piss here.
I certainly wasn't.
Well, I think you are.
Welcome back.
Good, all right.
If you're going to be tricky with your questions.
Take the piss here.
Oh, dear. Yes, welcome back to the Football Ramble. It's now time for David Rosingshell's email a jingle.
They're reading out your emails. Yeah. They're reading.
Silk sheets.
It's sort of at the start, I feel it's almost a touch George Michael.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I take that.
But then it drifts off into I don't know what. But I'm going on that journey, and we find ourselves in the email section. Everybody.
We do. From Mark Ross on the topic of sweary Pep a little bit earlier in the week. I don't know if you saw that in the J League, a translator was recently booked for translating the manager's comments to a referee after he disallowed the goal.
He got booked.
He got booked for translating exactly what the manager says, because the referee speaks Japanese. The translator's obviously speak Japanese, and it's a hilarious situation where the translator is the one who gets the yellow card. It was the Yokohama F. Marinos, Yokohama FM translator. For Ange Postecoglou, I think his name is.
Oh, the Aussie coach.
Yeah, former Australia coach who had some harsh words to the referee. But he got off scot-free.
That's
amazing.
Translator
got the yellow.
Literally
does
booking,
he get a fine?
I don't
booking
know.
The messenger. That's what you're doing.
It was a lovely noise in the J-League team I have access to, in J-League 2, Vevra Kofu. They scored a goal. They're not doing amazingly well this season. They put a bit of a run together. But when they scored their single goal at the weekend, this is the noise they made when they celebrated.
Listen.
Sorry, when you say you have access to them?
It's just...
Or should I not?
Whenever I describe a dog that lives in my house, I don't say it's my dog, because I don't necessarily own it. You know, it's a dog I have access to.
Excellent. That is quality. Apparently, Dick Advocaat was seen unplugging the mic in the dugout during his final game as a manager. On the
very delicately unlinking the XLR cable. It was very enjoyable.
Get rid of that.
Yeah, he doesn't like it at all, does he? We've got another enjoyable tale of Roy Hodgson being an absolute gent, which was shared with us on Twitter. Kieran Cassidy tweeted, 18 years ago, I interviewed Roy from an Irish landline to UK mobile while he was in the UAE. I think he was bored and we talked for ages. I rang back months later and he told me to ring his hotel landline as the last call had cost him over $1,000.
Well, no.
He was very nice about it.
Oh, blimey.
Poor old Roy.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. He could have afforded it while he was there, let's be honest.
That is why he didn't moan about it. Yeah. Show at footballramble.com or tweet us at footballramble. Now, we mentioned yesterday about Nuno Espirito Santo's teary goodbye to the Wolves faithful. Because, of course, he parted ways with them on Sunday after four happy years with the club, despite signing a new contract last September. But they were very emotional scenes. When he arrived in 2017, they finished 15th in the Championship after what one could describe as a chaotic season under Walter Zenger. Mad to think he was there, and then Paul Lambert. But Nuno, he had an incredible impact at that club. Did marvellous job. And I think we just wanted to sort of mention that today, because we were quite quick yesterday just to say about the impact he's had on Wolves and created them, brought them into the Premier League, established them in the Premier League. And in fact, when you look at their, what was it, 13th place finish, because Newcastle pipped them to that 12th spot, which is disrespectful to Santo. People would think, oh, well, they're a top half side, aren't they? You think of them in the Europa League and so on. But he's done a phenomenal job there, Jim.
He has. And we've said it already on here, but I think it's gone a little bit under the radar as being a really good job this season as well, because, losing Jimenez in the way that they did has been really, really difficult. They've got the fatigue of the last few seasons as well. And, you're going to have seasons where maybe you aren't quite as on top of everything as you want to be. Like, you can't constantly be upwardly mobile in the reality of the Premier League. So I think he's done really, really well there. But it's... it's astonishing, really, to have this. So often teams have a big project, don't they? When they have new owners come in, or even a new manager come in, there's always talk of a project, a 5-year plan of this, that, and the other. And he executed it to perfection, really. He said he achieved everything he wanted to achieve there. And how many managers can ever say that?
How many clubs have these 5-year projects we're unaware of because they never come to life?
Exactly. Yeah. And he's established them. And I think, like, they're in a really, really good position to stay where they are for a long time,
and the fans absolutely loved him there.
Yeah,
they say that there was a big piece on him in the Athletic and one or two other places, that he really got the area, he got the club. They adored him in a way that they just haven't done with managers in recent seasons and so on. And he really has shaped them to being this club that they are now. I mean,
it's rare that a manager comes in any club and leaves them in a better state than they were when they arrived. You kind of hope that will be the case, but managers know there's very few times.
You know who you sound like? What? Rafa Benitez's wife. That's what you sound like.
Yeah,
mopping up from Mourinho.
You love to be Rafa Benitez's wife.
No, but you are right.
Got access to the three dogs. Lovely three dogs. But he's sometimes bigger than just... He was somehow sort of like bigger than the than just the manager, which was exactly what they needed at the time. I mean, who knows who's next out of the Mendes vending machine.
Yeah.
But it has been such a unique year, and it's a year in which Wolves have looked pretty shoddier at times, and he's not really had the support that you would sort of imagine, you know, he would need. But it's a bit of a gamble. It's going to be interesting to see what happens next.
Well, yeah. Bruno Lage is being touted to replace him. He's an interesting choice. He was assistant manager at, where was it, Swansea and Sheffield Wednesday, I think. Yeah, he did win the title, I think, at Benfica. So we'll see. Let's be honest. He is, you know, available in the Mendes machine.
Yeah, from the Mendes set menu.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So that would very much fit.
Yeah. He's going to go to Spurs, isn't he, Nuno?
Well, Jim, that is...
It looks that way, doesn't it? But things seem a little bit quiet on that front, which seems really strange to me.
Mm. Yeah, I know what you mean. I mean, there was one article I read today that said that touting Maurizio Pochettino to return and Levy saying, oh, this is a really bad mistake. And it was the little line in this article saying, but he would need to be sacked by PSG to go. And I was like, yeah, okay, so that was a waste of a read. but yeah, that name has been linked with that club.
Yeah, you would think that this is why he's left when he has, so he could say a significant goodbye.
Quite possibly.
It makes a lot of sense.
Significant goodbye sounds like the sort of song that the bloke who did our email jingle would have.
Would it be enough to keep Harry Kane at the club, though?
That no.
Talking to North London, what about Arsenal, Jim? Mikel Arteta described this past season as extraordinarily challenging, but incredibly stimulating. Were you stimulated incredibly?
Yes, in...
Yeah, I'll take that as a no.
Rageful ways. Rageful a word? It should be. It's not been an enjoyable season as an Arsenal fan. The only real positive to look at is that since they paid the dickheads to leave, they've been a lot better. Ended the season fairly strongly. So you think, oh, okay, well, maybe this is something to build on. But the fan base has gone mad. Like everyone's gone mad. Look at Twitter. They all think we're getting Jack Grealish. People are getting his name put on the back of shirts and stuff. Honestly, the graphics doing the round of Grealish in an Arsenal kit. Like it's been
How
really
many players
trying.
Would you have to sell to buy Jack Grealish?
Oh, God,
if you're refusing to get into a bidding war for a Brighton player.
Well, we don't really sell players anymore, Pete. We pay them to leave for some reason.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
I don't know. We need to stop doing that. We need to really stop doing that. But Steve Bold was sacked as well recently. It's so near the end of the season. Just like,
what was that about?
I don't know, but like surely that can be handled better.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be like such a publicly kind of shit way to say goodbye to a genuine legend. People forget what a good player Steve Bold was.
Yeah, they do.
He was instrumental in Arsenal's success in the 90s.
No, I agree. Apparently Arsenal backed out of the bidding war for Yves Bissouma.
Yeah, I hope that's not the case, because him and Pepe seem to be getting along great guns at the end of the game the other day, and that's enough for me to think, oh yeah, Agent Pepe's doing his thing.
Book up Photoshop.
Oh, dear me. Right, Jim, enough of that tosh. Let's have a bit of Portmantonio Conte.
I prefer to kill him.
It's time for Portmantonio Conte!
Hey!
Two footballers mashed together. You have to guess who the hell we are talking about. Thank you to Ben Summer for this nomination. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a German striker who can't score, and I was born in Leeds and have scored 25 league goals this season.
Timo Werling Haaland?
It's got to be.
That's correct!
Yay!
Jimmy boy, well
Jimmy
done,
baby.
Mate. 2 for 2. Let's see if we can go for that, Jimmy, or you can level it up, Marcus Speller. Next clue from Rob Cullimore. I played in a Champions League final and I won the PFA Young Player of the Year 2015-16, and I am a Senegalese striker who played for Southampton in the 90s.
Can we have that again, Pete?
Champions League final. I played in one. PFA Young Player of the Year in 2015. I'm a Senegalese striker who played for Southampton in the 90s.
Struggling with that.
Yeah, same.
I don't know the rules anymore.
Oh, we've been done.
The answer is Dele Alli Dyer.
Oh! Alli Dyer, of course.
Very good.
Ah, well done, Rob Cullimore. And congratulations to Jim for edging the contest.
The Conte test.
The Conte test.
Yeah.
Speaking of Antonio Conte, he was very humble during Inter's celebrations on Sunday after lifting the Scudetto. I dedicate it to myself because I know it has not been an easy path in these 2 years. I really had to get everything out of myself.
That sounds obscene.
The last time I heard someone say I had to get everything out of myself was Pete after that Chinese. My goodness.
That wasn't my decision. That was the Chinese's decision.
I see. I see. Well, if you will go for the late night all-you-can-eat buffet.
I mean, I do think there's something to be said for, like, for anyone that's had success in such trying times. They do need to take a moment and go, you know what?
Yeah.
You really did well here.
Well, yeah. I mean, he has. Fire. He really has done well. It's nice bit of honesty, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just, as English people, we just can't.
I think so.
It seems so weird to us.
Even in a season where Inter lost their sponsor, like Pirelli aren't going to be their sponsor anymore, which is incredible.
Well, that's the big
20
takeaway.
20 odd years.
Yeah. That is the big
that's
news.
That's the big takeaway.
You won
big
the title, but.
You lost the tyres.
Mind you, speaking of former Inter managers and Englishmen, Roy Hodgson, there was a piece, I think it was in The Guardian, Gianluca Pagliuca. Always say that name, always pleasing to say.
Beautiful.
Great goalkeeper as well. When he was at Inter, Roy Hodgson was there. And I quite liked it that he said Hodgson would shake every player's hand before training every morning. And they were like, this is a bit weird, but he's from a bygone era, but we quite like it.
Must have taken ages.
It's a big squad. Can we just get on with the drills, Roy? It's 12 o'clock already. My goodness. Right, gentlemen, staying abroad, Real Madrid have got a bit of a job on their hands this summer. They're going to try and shift the deadwood. They're apparently going to listen to offers for Eden Hazard and Gareth Bale this summer amid their interest in Kylian Mbappe and Erling Haaland.
It's more than those two, though, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they could have a big old clear out, which you don't often see. Well, you don't often see it at many clubs, but especially a club like, you know, Real Madrid. Mm. But it's one of those ones where they've had... You remember the great AC Milan sides that... I say the great AC Milan sides, I think they only won maybe one or two league titles in quite a time. But, you know, you had the likes of Gattuso, Seedorf, Pirlo, who they probably shouldn't have got rid of in hindsight. You know, Inzaghi as well. They were kind of winning, but they were getting older and older and older. And, and there's a bit of that with this Real Madrid side when you think about Modric, who's still a quality player. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, Ramos as well, who's missed a lot the season and so on. So they it will be interesting. And they don't have the European Super League money coming in. Unfairly.
They're absolutely skinned.
Unfairly. And what we're trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is give to the Real Madrid appeal.
Yeah, okay? Absolutely. So the list of players that I've seen that they're willing to let go of.
You've
is,
seen Jim.
That I've seen.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, that's been widely reported.
All right.
It's obviously, Eden Hazard, Gareth Bale, Isco, Rafael Varane, Mariano Diaz, who was pretty good for Lyon and seems to be the sort of forgotten man there. Marco Asensio, Luka Jovic, Toni Kroos, Luka Modric, Borja Mayoral, obviously Dani Ceballos as well. And also there's doubts about Marcelo, and Zidane's probably going to leave as well. So, I mean, that is...
That's going to be financially tricky to replace that.
Is that altogether going to be one Kylian Mbappe?
Yeah, I think so. Spanish government could help out, couldn't they?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, probably not.
It's been an expensive time for governments lately.
It has, very much so, yeah. I mean, Gareth Bale, it'll be interesting. Well, maybe he could be the saviour. Him and Eden Hazard, you know, it's unlikely.
If he just refuses to go.
Yeah, well, Hazard...
It'd be really funny.
We've already seen that, Jim.
Indeed.
Hazard's, apparently his preferred destination would be go back to Stamford Bridge.
Yeah.
Which is just...
Do you think that would be a good move for Chelsea?
No.
No?
Well, I just think the trouble is, we've seen Bale at Spurs and he has had a few moments, but it just tends not to work out the way. Because if you've had injuries like both of them, well, Hazard has had, and, you know, for all the kind of laughter and whatnot, you know, there has been accusations about Gareth Bale. Now, well, we don't know if these are true or not, the way he's kind of maybe not taken things as seriously as possible. That could just be Real Madrid being Real Madrid, whatever one may think. But it is difficult if you've not played that much football and maybe, you know, you have fallen out with the game a little bit, playing at that sort of basket case of a club, to suddenly go back in. And remember, Tuchel is a demanding coach.
Yeah.
And look what he's doing with Chelsea. I don't know.
Hazard's a really interesting character, isn't he? I don't think he has an agent, even.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
He's really sort of individualistic and just, you know... Uh-huh. I read something about him coming back a little bit overweight from a holiday, and his answer was, when I'm on holiday, I'm on holiday.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very, very different from the attitude a lot of footballers
have. His crime
had.
Is that he doesn't see football as the be-all and end-all for everything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which makes his time at Chelsea seem all the more remarkable.
Absolutely.
Because I never really got a sniff of that or a hint of that.
Well, there was that one season, the season where they really had that ridiculously bad season where Mourinho ended up leaving, wasn't it? And like, they were even... You know, it's one of those things where, like, we're flirting with relegation in November, when, of course, they're never actually going to go down. But
It's an old best of Hazard football, just Real, isn't it? Like people sort of put it on the pedestal, but actually, man for man, not many players actually enjoy their time at Real.
No,
it's
even players
really difficult.
That do really well.
Mm, yeah,
Steve McManaman did.
McManaman had the secret to that.
But I think McManaman, I think that he. Yeah, he obviously won the Champions League, and then towards the end, he actually was phased out the side. Yeah.
And I bet he accepted the role as a bit part player very graciously.
And David Beckham's sort of chauffeur or whatever he was doing, yes. You know, making sure that he kind of integrated. I think they were there at the same time. Forgive me if that's wrong, but Cristiano Ronaldo knows a thing or two about Real Madrid.
He does.
Mm. I mean, you know, did he actually do it for them? Is the big question. But that, I mean, I think that was the moment with Real Madrid where every football fan of any other team, when they booed him or they were like, it's just like, oh, what on earth has a man got to do with this? But Ronaldo has gave what one might describe as a bit of a cryptic Instagram post of late. He said, it sounds like he's on the move. He talked like as if his job at Juventus was done.
Mm.
And he said, you know, to go there, I was going there to win the league, to win the best player in Serie A, win the top scorer award, win the Italian Cup, win the Italian Super Cup. Yeah. Didn't mention the Champions League, which he clearly was brought in to win. But, you know, it seems ridiculous to criticise the man, so forgive me. But he signed off the post with saying, thanks to everyone who took part in this Germany. We stand together.
In this Germany.
In this Germany. Mm. In this journey, Jim. How dare you? So, yes, what do you think, Petey? Is it time for him to go and be with Fizza?
It would be a nice little trip over the pond, wouldn't it?
But... It would. Or would Higuain feel a bit put out? I've just arrived here and now you get rid of me. You've only got a certain amount of you know, MVPs or whatever they're called, the designated players.
Yeah, I mean, where do you think he would go? There are rumours linking him back to Man United, which would be a hilarious populist move by the Glazers.
Mm-hmm. They've done that sort of thing before, though, haven't they, with older players? It wouldn't be outside the realm as a possibility or imagination.
What, you think he'd come in a kind of Zlatan-y sense?
No, you can't have... I mean, look, Edison Cavani is obviously a couple of years younger and he's still got a great engine. But
Edinson. Just saving you some grief on Twitter.
Eddie Cavani. All right. Cavani. He's not going to go to Manchester United, I don't think.
So PSG, if they do sell Mbappe?
No, because Neymar won't want it.
Well, where then, Marcus?
Come on, he's got to go somewhere.
China.
They ain't got the cash.
They don't really do that anymore, do they?
I think I could see him in MLS.
Yeah,
I don't know. Fair. Would he want to go to MLS now? I think he'd see it as beneath him. And
no, I don't think
perhaps not unfairly.
He'd go there and say, "Oh, Zlatan Ibrahimovic scored a lot of goals, did he? I'll show you." He's got to think of his next challenge, and that's what I fancy. That's what I reckon, everybody. But it won't be boring. We shall see what he does, or maybe just become a Hollywood actor or something like that.
Maybe, yeah.
You know, the Vinnie Jones route. Okay,
he'll probably just do crunches.
Oh, yeah.
That's all he does now.
Exactly. Yeah. Gentlemen, by the time some people are listening to this, the provisional England squad will have been announced. Sadly, it was at 1 o'clock this afternoon, way before we recorded, so we're not going to do that. But what we are going to do is we're going to talk about Gareth's England squad today on our Patreon.
Nice.
Andy and Kate will join me at 5 p.m. today. Well, you'll have the chance to ask all sorts of questions or simply vent your frustrations. So get over to patreon.com/footballramble. That's patreon.com/footballramble to get involved and to get your jowls going, everybody. 74 years ago today, England beat Portugal 10-0 in a friendly. If that is not a good omen, I don't know what is.
No. Coming home.
Yeah, it is. But it is the provisional squad because he's keeping his powder dry, old Gareth. Because
will Trent be there?
If he's not, I can understand him being very angry about that and a lot of Trent supporters as well. But of course, Southgate, you know, there is the Europa League final. There is the Champions League final. So he'll see... Yeah. I assume that he's not waiting to see if, you know, the likes of Reece James and Luke Moore, that would be a turn-up, Luke Shaw make horrendous errors or something. I think probably we're thinking injuries.
Well, and it makes sense, doesn't it? Because, you know, there are some question marks over the fitness of some key players and you don't want to pick someone that you ultimately can't use. So I think it's quite wise from him. This Trent Alexander-Arnold thing is going to hang over him all summer, though, isn't it? Because, I mean, then if he picks him, there's so much pressure to play him. And actually, maybe he doesn't want to do that. We've just got so many good right backs.
But Jim, as I say, people who are listening to this may be saying, "Oh, you idiot, Jim! He did pick him.
Well,
they'll say, "Well, Jim, you're right. It is going to hang over him all summer." We shall see. But no doubt on tomorrow's show, Jules, Andy, and you, Jim, will be talking about that England squad announcement. But it is just the provisional squad. So everybody, cool your jets, okay? or rev them up, depending on who's in there and who isn't. So there we are. That's it. Jules, Andy, Jim, back tomorrow. It's going to be a pleasure. Get over to patreon.com/footballramble for 5 p.m. today. Thank you very much, Jimmy. Bye. Thank you, PT.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. See you soon.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know that Xavi Hernandez used to scan over 8 times in the 10 seconds before receiving the ball? It's therefore not surprising that he rarely lost it. Scientific studies have shown just how important scanning is in soccer. Players who scan more, for example, make twice as many successful forward passes than those who scan less. But training this skill is difficult, and that's why thousands of players trust Be Your Best, the soccer training app in virtual reality, designed to improve players' game intelligence. To learn more, visit beyourbest.com and use code POD20 to get 20% off your first subscription.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces 3 thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.